Less than 2 weeks after Chief Justice Zondo released the final volume of the State Capture Report, which recommended that ANC cadre deployment be declared unconstitutional and unlawful, the ANC has already chosen to defy Chief Justice Zondo. As recently as January the 8th, ANC President and former cadre deployment committee chairperson Cyril Ramaphosa still pledged that the ANC would support the findings of the State Capture Commission and make sure that they are implemented. However, now that the State Capture Commission has confirmed that Ramaphosa and his cadre deployment committee are directly implicated in state capture, his ANC has undertaken a treasonous about turn. The DA can now reveal that the ANC has filed court papers to oppose our court case, which seeks to have cadre deployment outlawed and abolished, just as Chief Justice Zondo recommended. Given that the DA's case against ANC cadre deployment corruption is built on exactly the same constitutional and legal foundation as the State Capture Commission's finding that this practice is unconstitutional and violates the Public Service Act, the ANC's desperate decision to continue defending cadre deployment in court amounts to open defiance of the Zondo Commission's findings. Nevertheless, the DA is absolutely determined to win this historic court case, which would be the biggest breakthrough against systemic corruption in the history of South Africa.